Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, we're talking today about the five risk factors for COVID-19. And Dr. Prather, what are those five risk factors?
The five risk factors that they're putting down are, first off, gender, which is interesting. Age is also a major factor. Race is a big factor to COVID-19. And then your exposure or your immune system is another big factor to look at COVID-19 and how much you are at risk. And then underlying conditions, which there's several.
Well, let's talk about the first one. What role does gender play in COVID-19?
It's interesting because that's one thing I don't think most people realize. But 72.9% of the deaths, and that's accurate, 72.9% of the deaths in America have been males.
For the COVID-19.
So men are much more at risk for hospitalization and for death from the COVID-19 than females.
And why is that?
That's a really good question. Now, there's all sorts of theories, but we're really not completely sure. You know, men smoke more. They have a higher percentage of cardiovascular disease. Men also are more risk takers. So a lot of people are thinking that they have more exposure. Women are a little bit more compliant on different types of things. You know, the older guy who sits there, I'd rather die than put on a mask or something like that. But so they're saying that. But we really don't know. You know, that's one of the things that they're going to be looking at. What is the reason? But 72.9% is a big difference.
Well, and you even said last week on our show that this could take a couple of years to really
work out
understand.
And know some of the things. But that is a major factor, and something that people need to be aware of is that males are much higher risk. So kind of watching the older guys would be a good thing to do.
So what role does age play in COVID-19?
That plays a very big role. Now, the average age of someone dying from COVID-19 is 75 here in the United States.
That's the average age.
Average age is 75. So age plays a very big role. For hospitalizations, if you're 20 to 29, your chance of being hospitalized for COVID-19 is about 1%. 30 to 39, it's 3 to 4%. 40 to 49, 4.25%. 50 to 59, it's 8.16%. 60 to 69, it's 11.8%. 70 to 79, it's 16.6%, and 80 plus, it's 18.4%.
So that just kind of gradually increased
as you get older. And this is just hospitalizations at this point.
Okay.
So people who become hospitalized. So you can see that age is a very big factor for how severe and how likely you are to die from it.
So why are older people at greater risk?
Of course, they have a lot more underlying conditions. Things start to wear out as you get older. Also, vitamin and mineral deficiencies. We've talked about several different things in the past. The importance of zinc, vitamin A, vitamin D, keeping up the immune system. Immune system definitely starts to drop as you get older. Everybody knows that. Kidney function starts to go down. Your vitamin and mineral contents, people don't keep those up to where they should be. So as you get older, you know, as I'm doing blood work on people, they have more things that are underlying that are actually an issue. Now, is it just the age? I'm thinking it's more the health of the individual.
Yes.
So as we are looking at this, a lot of the nutritional deficiencies, a lot of the underlying health conditions are at much higher risk as you get older. Things just start wearing out. You don't process things as well. You don't take as good a care of yourself. Don't exercise as much, don't get as much sunshine. So all those different types of factors make people who are older more at risk. One of the things is not accepting the age things, you know, that start to occur.
Well, you have your biological age and your chronological age.
Absolutely. And you can't do anything about your chronological age unless you die. Then you don't get any older. But your biological age, you can actually reverse that. There's a lot of different factors, how deep you breathe, that can be measured. Your kidney function is a big factor on biological age, how your digestive system. So there's a tremendous amount of things that you can do to reverse your biological age. And working on those things are something that we recommend quite a bit.
And you've seen that, you know, quite a bit at the Prather practice.
Yes, where I've told people, we just reversed your biological age by 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Just by, a lot of times it's the kidneys. They
right.
might come in with close to kidney failure.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
And just working on their kidneys to get them back to where they need to be.
Absolutely. So working on that plays a very big factor. So, you know, keeping up on that, and you don't have to accept your biological age, you can work on that. You can't work on your chronological age,
yeah.
but you can work on your biological age.
Uh-huh. That's encouraging.
That is
so
encouraging.
Your chronological age could be 80, but
right.
your biological age could be 60.
Absolutely.
That
or you
good.
Could be 30, and then you actually are acting like you're a 60-year-old.
Right.
You know, it reminds me of, you know, I was riding my bike when I was in chiropractic school,
mm-hmm.
and I saw this old guy sitting on the porch. And he looked so old and ancient, and I said, sir, you know, do you mind if I ask you a few questions? And he said, sure. Mm-hmm. I said, what's the secret to your longevity? You know, how have you been able to survive? He says, oh, I smoke like a chimney, I drink moonshine, and chase women all night.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I said, really? That's amazing. By the way, do you mind if I ask you how old you are? He said, sure, I'm 35. Well, thank you for laughing.
Because I've heard that one before.
Oh, you've heard that one before, yes.
All right, so we're talking about the five risk factors for COVID-19. The first one was gender.
Males are much more likely to...
You said something like...
72.9%.
I might as well say 73.
70, yeah, or 73%.
Is that okay?
How about 73%? Because it's higher than 70%. It's almost 75%.
Yeah, wow. Interesting. And then we talked about age. The average age
of death
from COVID-19.
For COVID-19 is 75. It's
yeah.
like,
That's the average age. Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, you know, we're talking about really people who are older, who have... you know, have a lot of 85% of everyone who died from COVID-19 in the United States had comorbidities in their death certificate.
And explain comorbidities.
Yes, if you can say it, right?
Uh-huh.
Basically, it wasn't just from the COVID-19 that they died from. So they also died from kidney failure, they died of congestive heart failure,
mm-hmm.
they had lung disease, they had liver failure. So there was an awful lot of other factors that went into their death. It wasn't just that they died from COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. There was other.
And there were other factors on that. And one of the things is, you know, it's important for people to realize that people are oftentimes that I'm talking to are in a panic over this,
mm-hmm.
which has been fueled by the media. I mean, we need to get the truth out there that, you know, if you're not 75, you're probably not going to die from it.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, it's...
And if you're 75, you might not die from it.
Actually, like I said, of the people who are 80 plus who have COVID-19, only 18.4% actually wind up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of them don't even know they have it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the underlying conditions really is what sets someone off. It's not just some random thing that comes around and preys on you. There are diseases
why are people thinking that?
Because the media has put that out there.
Well, why do they believe the media? I don't know. I mean, this morning I got something really stupid that comes across.
Right.
And I just... picture this young 20-year-old typing it in that morning. You know, like,
yeah.
how can I get people to be scared. More fearful?
Well, you know, it really improves ratings, and there's a tremendous amount going on with that. There's a sensationalism about it. Now, you know, there are, like the Ebola virus, if that was hitting the United States, you know, there would be a panic on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that we need to keep under control. There are an awful lot of avian bird flus that just scare the bejeebers out of me.
Mm-hmm.
The COVID-19 is a serious disease. Have we had things that were causing as much of a problem before? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the pandemic of the Spanish flu. That was scary. Mm-hmm. This one is serious, but it's not equal to a pandemic like we had then. And we've had several pandemics since then that were causing just as much of a problem. There's a huge push on this. It is something that is definitely a problem.
Right.
But it's not the end of the world like it's being painted. And sometimes the cure that they propose is worse than the disease. And we need to always look at that.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, more on risk factors for COVID-19, we'll be talking about what role race plays.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. What professionals out there use the rapid release technology?
It was invented by a chiropractor, and chiropractors actually are really quite innovative and have come up with quite a few devices. So chiropractors obviously were the first ones to start using it. Physical therapists, occupational therapists, massage therapists are also using it. Athletic trainers,
the NFL, NBA.
NBA, NHL, PGA. So it's very important for sports. A lot of Olympic athletes are using that to maintain the function of their body. So for sports, for recovery, even after surgeries, headache clinics are using it.
I've even taken the softer head over someone's cranium and that back occiput area.
Sure.
And you know, we have sutures in our skull and work the sutures with it. The headache people just love that.
You just see people kind of drifting off.
Uh-huh.
So during the treatment, if you're not careful, I mean, people are just going to fall asleep on you.
That's all right. TMJ, using that small head.
Yeah, temporomandibular joint syndrome can be very, very devastating to people. Getting that under control can really help out. One of the things that's very interesting is that we used it for people with depression even. One of the things that occurs with depression, pain can kind of kick that off. And then also the levator scapula. As you release that, then all of a sudden people can start breathing.
Those are up in the neck area, that upper back.
We call those the tension muscle mm-hmm. headaches. Getting that release can actually change people's anxiety levels and decrease their depression levels.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health radio listeners. The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
And what's pediatric multisystem inflammatory syndrome?
So what they're finding is that the COVID-19 is setting off a big inflammatory process throughout the body, but it's actually affecting almost every organ system in children. Matter of fact, it's being misdiagnosed as Kawasaki disease because it follows that same type of a pattern, which is a rather rare type of syndrome that occurs. But with this, what we're thinking is that there's a huge inflammatory reaction in children. It seems to be for those who have weakened immune systems. Oftentimes, one of the things that seems to be involved in that is that they've taken some type of pharmaceutical when they got the COVID-19.
But didn't know it.
Uh-huh. And oftentimes, they've been put on antibiotics. And then that seems to kick off this whole process along those lines.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about five risk factors for COVID-19. And Dr. Prather, really these statistics are reassuring. But before we, you know, go to that, on our break, I went to my news feed, and today it's saying pandemic races through U.S. facing grim reality in states.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I look at that and I'm like, I don't believe it. You know, I mean, I don't believe anything that's feeding on my fear, you know, wanting me
to panic.
To panic.
Right.
But a lot of people are.
Yes. A lot of people are. there is a sense of fear. I've had many people who sit there and say that they really appreciate our updates mm-hmm. on a weekly basis and why we're talking about this, because these people have a lot of anxiety. One gal says, you know, you treat me for anxiety anyway. Mm-hmm. And this has just made me more anxious than I could ever imagine. She's had a lot of health issues, and she sits there and she says, but listening to you has really calmed me down.
I've heard that quite a bit.
Quite a few people. You know, they talk about grim reality. Well, the grim reality is the World Health Organization sits there and says, if you catch the COVID-19, you have a 0.66% chance of dying. Mm-hmm. The average age of someone who dies from this is 75. And 85% of the times, we have a confirmed comorbidity that caused their death. I'm not belittling the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. That, you know, we really need to watch out for it for people. We need to take care of it. It is an issue, but it is not a head for the hills, let's hide type of thing. Mm-hmm. The number of deaths is not going to be staggering. Most of the people would have died usually in a year or two anyway. Mm-hmm. It's not something that is the major panic that they're making it out to be. There are a lot of infections that would scare me. Mm-hmm. The COVID-19 does not. Mm-hmm. It is something that people need to, and that's one of the reasons we're bringing this up, is we're going to be talking about some of the ways that you can cut down on your risk. Mm-hmm. The whole reason that you are looking at this is to say, hey, you know, there is quite a bit that you can do to protect yourself from the COVID-19.
Right.
So how do we do that, and what are the risk factors? And if we know the risk factors, then we can be more aware of who to take care of, you know, because there are some people who need to be isolated and shouldn't be exposed to this. But the most of us, it's really most of us, 80% of us will not even know that we had the COVID-19.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not even aware that you had it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk. Okay, so we've talked about two risk factors, age, or gender and age. Let's talk now about what role does race play in COVID-19?
Now, that is a very big issue, and we have some very strong opinions on what's going on with that. Mm-hmm. So just to give the information on that, if you are black, you are four times greater chance of dying from COVID-19 than a white person in the same age group. Mm.
Four times. Okay.
And almost all the people who were younger who died from the COVID-19 were black.
The ones in their in their 40s.
Yes.
And okay.
40s and 30s. Okay. So almost all of them. It even becomes a larger percentage at that age. Mm-hmm. But overall, it's a four times greater chance when you're black. Mm. For Latinos, it is a two times greater chance of dying from COVID-19. And if you're Asian, it's 1.5 times greater chance than white people. White people have the least chance of dying from the COVID-19.
Mm. Interesting. Well, why are some races at higher risk for COVID-19?
I have a very interesting theory on that. That's actually backed up by science.
Okay.
Vitamin D. Mm. We've talked about how important mm-hmm. vitamin D is to the COVID-19. For your overall health and well-being, vitamin D plays a very big role. And the darker your skin is, the more sunlight you need to get your vitamin D. Mm-hmm. So as I'm talking to people and am doing blood tests on vitamin D, always the darker your skin is, the lower the vitamin D levels are. Mm-hmm. So I can't tell you how many black people that we've been able to make them feel incredibly better, get their hypertension and a lot of their issues under control, just by checking their vitamin D and getting their vitamin D level up. Mm-hmm. Because the sunlight that they need, the darker you are, the more sunlight you need to keep your vitamin D up. So many people have to have some supplementation, especially the darker you are. So mm-hmm. if you're a real white girl and a white guy, you don't need as much sunlight to get your vitamin D up. So, and that's just the reason that people got different skin colors, as I tell people. You know, it's just how much exposure your ancestors had to the sunlight determined your skin color that you have now. You're from Mediterranean stock, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got
Mediterranean stock.
Yeah, you've got olive skin.
Uh-huh.
I'm from northern English and German and Dutch, and I got really white skin.
Yeah, I call you my white boy.
Yeah, white boy. So, and as you go further south and go to different areas, you've got darker skin, mm-hmm. because they needed to darken it up to protect their bodies from this sun exposure. So, you know, it's just a matter of simple science and how much melatonin your ancestors needed, but that determines quite a bit of your vitamin D. And I really feel that the race factor in this is the main portion of that is the vitamin D levels.
Mm-hmm. And that is really easy to fix.
It's really easy to fix.
You do blood work, you see what levels.
It's really easy to determine, yep.
Mm-hmm. Don't just go to the vitamin store and get some vitamin D. Find out what your levels are.
Right.
Because
you can become toxic.
Because you can become toxic with too much and have a doctor monitoring that.
Right.
Right. And then the type of vitamin D we carry at the Prather practice is better than something you're going to get on the counter.
Sure.
Higher quality. Yeah. So what can be done to reduce risk for darker skin?
For darker skin, I mean, definitely one thing. Now, just to be honest with you, the vitamin D from sunlight works better and is better for you than any vitamin D I can give you.
Yeah, but they're saying we got to be inside and isolated and social distanced. And
right. And, you know, and being outside getting sunshine is very well proven to boost your immune system, boost your vitamin D, and really help to make you better. So, outside is the best place you could possibly
right
be.
Right now, yeah.
In all
but
this.
But then when the winter comes and...
Right, even then trying to get some sunshine is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And as much exposure as you can get without getting arrested or offending people is a good idea. So as much skin that's exposed is better.
Okay.
All right.
What are you suggesting, Dr.
Well, build a high fence or something like that, but you know, don't go outside just, you know, with covered. I have a lot of Amish patients and they look like they've never seen the sunshine.
Their legs, because
yeah,
the women have
right, because they never see the sunshine. So you can be out there working, but you've got to expose the skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the next. We talked about gender, age, race, and the immune system.
Right.
The exposure. So what are underlying conditions and why are they important, you know, for your health?
Yes. You know, when you're talking about it's like a balance on this. First off, is the important thing is that you have a strong immune system. And you can do a blood test and find out exactly how that's doing.
Mm-hmm.
The stronger the immune system, the greater your chance of being able to control the COVID-19, just like any, you know, infection. So the strength of the immune system, but also then you have the strength of the invading organism. So one of the things that's really a high risk type of thing is if you work in a nursing home, you know, if you live in a nursing home or hospitals, especially ones that treat COVID-19, the amount of infection. So like in a nursing home, people get it, everybody starts passing around, and the rate of the viral load in the building actually increases. So your exposure for the viral load really hits you much, much harder. So you have to have a stronger immune system to be able to resist it. If you have a brief encounter with someone with COVID-19, you pick up a little bit of it, your viral load is very low. So the term of viral load is a very important type of thing. How much of it that you got, how much you're carrying, all that type of thing. That's why the Chinese doctor who first discovered the COVID-19, mm-hmm. he died from it. Mm-hmm. Now, he was in pretty good health, but he was treating patient after patient after patient with COVID-19 with a novel coronavirus, and he didn't really get a break from that. He got worn out, so his immune system dropped, and his exposure, his amount of viral load that he had was absolutely huge. So one of the things that they should be doing is the workers, the nurses, the doctors who are taking care of, they need to rotate them so that the viral load does not become overwhelming for that individual. Also, they need to make sure that the exposure that people are getting, in other words, small cramped types of areas where a lot of people have it and the viral load becomes larger, then it becomes more of a problem. That's why large gatherings are much more of an issue. Trying to keep people separated, then you keep the viral load down.
Okay. Interesting. We come back more on risk factors for COVID-19.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
So I've got in the surgery room, and they hadn't sedated me yet, and they start strapping down my arms and my legs, which is kind of freaky. I'm like, what's this about? They're like, well, you know, once in a while, every now and then, on occasion, people wake up during surgery and try to get away. I'm like, oh, really? Tell you what, if I wake up during surgery, you take that bedpan over there and whack me over the head with it. Because that's what I'm going to try to do to you.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Free radical pathology is one of the leading reasons for cardiovascular disease, and it also seems to be a huge factor for the COVID-19 to get worse. So antioxidants are extremely important. That's why vitamin C IVs have been very successful in other countries. They're not allowing it in the United States as a treatment because it's not a drug, which is, again, a frustration. We have a very strong drug industry here, and if it's not a drug, then you can't use it.
We've been busy during this whole time.
Oh, yes.
Because people want to continue to have their immune system strong, have it checked through our extensive blood work.
And we can actually do measurements of free radical pathology, too. So we can get a very accurate picture, be able to tell people, is this something that they need to work on or not? And we're very, very good at getting that under control.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the Indie A-List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we've been talking about building up the immune system, and Dr. Prather, as we talk about that, where are we with the vaccinations?
Well, they're still looking at that coming online in January. But one thing that's important for people to understand, and people have this mystical magic type of thought. I was talking to some some people, and you know, they're not going to come out until there's a vaccination. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going back to life, I'm not going to church, I'm not going any place until there's a vaccination. Well, you know, it's people aren't understanding vaccinations. Vaccinations is just a means of exposure to the virus. And it's supposed to be a very low exposure. If you're out there and you get the, you know, and you get the COVID-19 from somebody from exposure, that is a vaccination to the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. You know, so getting it in a mild type of way is the idea of a vaccination. So what you're trying to do with a vaccination is be able to give people the infection to build the immunity in a safe manner, where it's not overwhelming the system. You're keeping the viral load down, as I'm saying. But if you go out there and you meet somebody and you get a little bit of the COVID-19, you're getting a vaccination to it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
A natural vaccination.
It's a natural vaccination. Quite frankly, natural vaccinations actually take and are more effective than getting a shot. Mm-hmm. So if you get a vaccination for the measles, that builds up your immune system to it. But if you actually catch the measles, that immunity actually is stronger and lasts longer. Mm-hmm. So if you actually have caught the COVID-19, have it, and 80% of the people don't even know they have it, you have already been vaccinated to the COVID-19.
And you can find this out through antibody tests, right?
I've known people who I know had it, mm-hmm. and they tested negative when they... So I'm not quite sure if we've really got that down yet.
The antibody test.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if it's accurate at mm-hmm. this point. Mm-hmm. So, let's kind of hold our thoughts on that. But I do want to point out, easiest way to get vaccinated is to have a mild case of it where you don't even know. And again, keeping your viral load down.
Mm-hmm. And staying healthy.
Staying healthy.
Get a good blood work, see how your immune system's doing.
Certainly. And the vaccination is going to be very important for people who have to really watch it. Mm-hmm. But the majority of us who have been out in the public are going to have had exposure to it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have the immunity to it as best as we possibly can. And we didn't even know it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need to think of this in not just a panic type of mode, mm-hmm. but really let's use our common sense mm-hmm. and understand actually our brain and immunology a little bit. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it, the more people who have it, the better off we are. It actually cuts down on the second wave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
And we've talked about countries like Sweden.
Who have decided to go that route.
Mm-hmm. Right. Didn't close down their economy. And
sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. It'd be interesting if we would have just let it happen.
And kind of the middle ground. I mean, I understand the thought process. Probably that's what I would do, is a middle ground type of way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, really trying to protect the people who are most at risk is really the big thing. And that's what we're going to talk about next.
Okay. So what are the underlying conditions that make COVID-19 worse?
Well, there's actually quite a few things that are involved with that from the studies that they've seen. Interestingly enough, kidney disease is the number one factor.
Kidney disease.
Chronic kidney disease is the number one factor that they found, which is a surprise. Mm-hmm. They were thinking when this first started it would be lung disease.
Yes.
But chronic kidney disease is actually the number one factor. Cardiovascular disease is really definitely number two. Diabetes is number three. Obesity seems to be number four. Lung disease is the fifth one, and liver and gallbladder disease.
So that is interesting. Yeah, when it started, they were thinking lung.
Right.
And that's down to the fifth one. Interesting. So you always talk about a person is as young as their kidneys.
Yes.
Right? You can look at blood work and look at their kidney and know really what their biological...
And actually their length of life even.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So let's talk about the chronic kidney disease. How common is it and can it be treated?
Well, the best way to measure chronic kidney disease is something called glomerular filtration rate. Mm-hmm. And the Center of Disease Control, as a matter of fact, we did a whole talk on kidney disease, probably last year or so. And the reason that we did that is because the Center of Disease Control sat there and put out that this is a major problem, it's not being addressed, and it's really causing a tremendous amount of health issues that people are suffering from. And it's a big underlying cause for the cardiovascular disease and other things kicking off in people's lives. And glomerular filtration rate, you should be 120 or greater, should be a good functioning kidney. The number of people who come in with healthy kidneys, in a year's time, I could probably count, if you're over 30, on two hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually
I'm one of those, right?
You are one of those. but we've been working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people who are with us, they actually start to show up really good along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the longer that you're with us, the better that your numbers always look. But people who are just coming in, almost everybody, if they're 30 or older, is showing up chronic kidney disease. And it's almost probably 95%.
Of people?
People.
Coming in. Wow. Has that increased with the stress of the COVID?
The stress actually definitely does make it worse. So mm-hmm. we can see that people's numbers are actually dropping during this time as a real problem. So for the glomerular filtration rate, over 120 is where you should be. 120 to 90 is stage 1 chronic kidney disease.
Mm-hmm.
90 to 60 is stage 2. And once you've hit 60 as your number, 75% of your kidney function is gone.
Wow.
75%. 60 to 45 is stage 3A.
Mm-hmm.
45 to 30 is stage 3B. 30 to 15 is stage 4. And 15 and under is kidney failure. That's when they start you on dialysis.
Interesting. So let's talk about how the Prather practice treats that and the success of that with the chronic kidney disease.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that has been, as they've done some studies on me, because FDA actually came and did an investigation, and they actually took a lot of my blood work to John Hopkins to look it over.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were, one of the biggest things that they were amazed at was how well we could improve kidney function. As a matter of fact, many of the top people on that didn't know that someone could actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we do a combination of amino acids, kidney glandulars, and herbals and homeopathics along with acupuncture, and we can really get those kidney numbers where they're going up.
Mm-hmm.
Many nephrologists have been very surprised at how well we do with that and encourage their patients to continue seeing us for that, because they said we've never been able to see a reversal of kidney numbers like that. It's very important to test it. One of the things that they find is that very few doctors test for it and then have any, you know, don't really pay attention to it, even if they do.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know you see that a lot with people that are coming in.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And they really don't have any pharmaceuticals to help with that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that usually, 70 to 80% of all hypertension originates from the chronic kidney disease. So hypertension mm-hmm. is usually one of the signs of that. And if you can get, we've been able to get a tremendous number of people off of high blood pressure medicine just by getting the kidneys taken care of. So hypertension is one of the signs along those lines, along with many others. But chronic kidney disease is considered the silent killer.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the cardiovascular disease and how that affects, and diabetes and obesity and lung disease. So when we come back, more on that.
All right.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What is auricular therapy, Dr. Prather?
Auricular therapy is where you're using the ear to make some changes throughout the body. And the basic area that you're looking at is the brain. Auricular therapy usually refers to electrical stimulation of the ear. You have ear acupuncture where you're using needle. Auricular therapy is a little bit different because you're using microcurrent on the ear in very specific types of settings to make changes in the entire body.
This is one, Dr. Prather, one of the most powerful therapies we do in my eyes. And would you agree with that also?
I would. It can have some far-reaching effects on people and can make some dramatic changes.
And I want to spell it for people because most of our listeners probably haven't heard of auricular therapy.
People shouldn't feel bad about that because a lot of doctors don't know about auricular therapy.
A-U-R-I-C-U-L-O therapy.
Which just means ear therapy. Dr. Norget, a Frenchman in the 1950s, is the one who brought auricular therapy into science. One of his main things was he helped to map the brain. He was a neurosurgeon. He started to do a lot of scientific study on the brain waves, the ears, and then mapped the brain and the ear points and how they related, and was able to come up with a whole system of auricular therapy, electrical stimulation of the ear along with acupuncture, to produce changes in people's health. So what we're doing with the auricular therapy is really rewiring the central computer. The ear is the conduit to the brain. We can hit different points on the ear and we can immediately show changes in the brain patterns. It used to be that you had to take off people's skull to actually measure that.
We don't do that.
We don't do that. Now they actually have MRI imaging that will actually show the changes immediately in the brain. And you can see exactly what's happening with the auricular therapy. As a matter of fact, auricular therapy is the most proven therapy in the entire world. You can get direct correlation between the stimulation of the ear points and the changes within the brainwave activity. What we're trying to do with auricular therapy is to balance out the brain and the brain function. A very, very important part, because of course that tells the rest of the body what to do. You don't have the brain balanced, you're not going to have the proper effects and the proper health in the rest of the body.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Are the statistics on the COVID-19 accurate?
Obviously not, because there isn't a consensus. The CDC is changing their numbers and finding out that things are a little bit different than what they first were. So no, we've got a lot of things to kind of figure out. The truth should always be the truth. And we should be looking at accurate scientific means of actually determining what the truth is. And unfortunately, I feel that there's politics and some emotions and agendas that could be skewing the numbers. And hopefully we can get some leadership from our government and make sure that the people who are actually counting and doing the different types of statistics are really trying to get to the root of the problem and not have different types of either financial or political agendas that are associated with that.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we've been talking about the five risk factors for COVID-19: gender, age, race, exposure, immune system. And now we're talking on underlying conditions, which kidney disease, we just finished talking about kidney disease, is the number one underlying
condition. And that was a surprise.
Yeah.
So the researchers have been surprised that at that as a major factor. But a really big factor on the worse that the kidneys are, the more likely the person is to die from the COVID-19.
And you said the average age
of people who are dying is 75.
And the kidneys start wearing down.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the best way to keep your longevity up is lung function and kidney function. Mm-hmm. And if you want to live to be 100, you watch those pretty closely.
Your lung and your kidneys.
Yep.
All right, so we talked about kidney disease and how the Prather practice treats that. Let's talk about cardiovascular disease. What role does cardiovascular disease play in COVID-19?
Well, on the COVID-19, and this seems to be a big factor too, is that, say, you're getting blood clots, mm-hmm. micro blood clots through the system. So it works much differently than the influenza. Influenza causes a filling pneumonia, where you get fluid in the lungs, and that's the main thing people died. So they were thinking that lungs would be the major issue as a risk factor for people. But then it turned out to be the kidneys, and the kidneys have a big effect on clotting. Mm. And then the second thing that shows up on that is cardiovascular disease. And the main aspect of cardiovascular disease that seems to be playing a role on that is something called free radicals.
Mm-hmm. We've done whole shows on free radicals.
Yeah. Yes. And basically, when you're thinking about free radicals, what I always, because people look a little confused, I said, well, you've heard of antioxidants. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, yeah, antioxidants. And I said, antioxidants work on free radicals. So free radicals, when you have the process, oxygenation process, where you're making energy in the body, oxygen is very volatile on reacting with things. It's because it has free electrons that are easily knocked off and put on. So when those electrons are knocked off of the oxygen molecules, it travels through the body and starts to cause damage. One of the main places that it causes damage is in the vascular system. And so free radicals are one of the major reasons that we have cardiovascular disease. Mm. And free radicals are something that kicks up clots very easily. So when what you're really looking at is free radical pathology, and that increases quite a bit as you get older. So if you had no free radical pathology, you'd look like you're 21 the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Because the whole aging process is kicked off by free radicals. So one of the things that I say is oxidative process is like a rusty gate. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have any free radical damage, it's you never get rusty. So all the people sit there and say, oh, you're saying I'm kind of like a rusty gate? And I say, well, yeah. And they say, well, I kind of feel like it.
A rusty gate.
And so when we start to get their free radical pathology down, they say, wow, you were talking about a rusty gate. Well, I feel like a new gate now, you know, because mm-hmm. I do feel different.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can actually tell the difference. So free radicals have a big effect, and free radical pathology seems to be one of the major contributors to the COVID-19 winding up to be more serious.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about diabetes. Why is diabetes an issue, and how does it affect COVID-19?
Well, the diabetes, of course, with the blood sugar and the insulin issues, because there's a lot of different types of things that can actually hit that. But it does create a lot more toxins into the body. And those toxins also seem to be very reactive with the COVID-19. One, it allows the virus to become much more prolific in the body because it weakens the immune system. It increases the free radical pathology. And it really creates an environment that's more conducive to viruses to grow. So diabetes, again, is a major risk factor. Type 1 diabetes, once you have that, you've got it. But type 2 diabetes is always fixable. Hmm. You can actually get that under control. And most people who have their diabetes, if they would do the things that they're supposed to do, they could actually get rid of it.
You mean we have some responsibility?
Tremendous amount of responsibility. You know, exercise, diet, taking some supplementation. Whenever you do have diabetes, one of the interesting things is it uses up vitamins and minerals. So we had talked about how important zinc is to be able to fight viruses. Well, the diabetes just really eats up zinc like crazy. So almost everybody who's diabetic is low on zinc. Everybody who's diabetic is low on vitamin A, vitamin D. And so those nutritional deficiencies, one, you've got the diabetes with the insulin blood sugar going off, which creates problem. And then you have nutritional deficiencies on top of it, along with immune compromise. Then, of course, you've got a situation that is a crisis.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about obesity. And how it affects the COVID-19.
And interestingly enough, obesity can kick off diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and kidney disease. Mm-hmm. So obesity is the new thing. It's the new smoking. Mm. And it's becoming pardon the pun, a huge problem in America.
Mm-hmm.
because almost everybody is obese at this point. So for a female, it's a fat percentage of 30% or greater. Mm-hmm. And for a male, it's a fat percentage of 25% or greater. And back in the 70s, it was a big crisis when Mississippi hit 10% of the population that was obese. Now in Mississippi, it's over 60% of the population is obese. And there isn't a single state. The best state, I believe, is Colorado that has the lowest obesity rate, and it's at 25%.
Mm.
So, you know, this has been a problem that has just kind of exploded and is a major problem. And though it causes the other diseases, just being obese without any of the other problems makes you more susceptible to COVID-19 and the problems that are associated with it.
Okay. And then lung disease.
Lung disease, of course, asthma, those types of things. That creates a problem, not as much as it does with influenza, but it still creates a lot of the issues that can be involved with this. So it's something, if you do have that, you need to take extra caution.
Mm-hmm. And then last is liver, gallbladder disease.
And that seems to be a big contributor, especially the gallbladder. Now, one of the things about the gallbladder is it puts out bile into the digestive system. And you have to have bile through the digestive system to be able to absorb the fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K. Uh-huh. Vitamin A, D, E, and K are extremely important, especially in fighting COVID-19. Vitamin A, all of those are antioxidants, and all of those boost the immune system, and the proper levels of vitamin K really helps to regulate the clotting mechanism. So if you have the proper vitamin K in the system, you, one, have a better regulated clotting system, and it actually helps to control it. So the bile getting into the digestive system is very critical for all this. And so they found that liver and gallbladder diseases has a big effect on the COVID-19.
Well, we have a minute left. And what would you tell people out there if their health, they want to check their immune system, to get the thorough blood work we provide at the Prather Practice?
Sure.
And then the analysis.
You know, people think that, you know, they're just a victim. They're just kind of waiting for this thing to kind of wash over them. There's a lot you can do. Stand up for yourself. Make sure that you get the proper health. The thing that you need to do is find a structure function doctor who can sit there and work with you, provide the things that you need. And you can actually fight this and really reduce your risk quite dramatically if you're doing the right things.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, as always.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.